About 100 people packed into the atrium of the Sackville Memorial Hospital on Monday to celebrate the official launch of Beale University Canada, which since the end of October has inhabited a 10,000 square foot wing of the hospital. Gathered dignitaries and community members had a chance to tour the newly renovated space, where dozens of nursing students in maroon scrubs were gathered around beds learning techniques on patient dummies, donning VR headsets and testing their patient communication skills, or sitting in more traditional classrooms for instruction. Beale Canada is an offshoot of Maine's Beale University and has been operating in clinical classrooms in Moncton while the Sackville Hospital renovations took place. New Brunswick Minister of Health John Dornan was there for the launch and told the crowd that the idea to bring a nursing school to the Sackville Hospital began with a conversation with members of the Rural Health Action Group back when he was CEO of Horizon Health Network.
It was a listening meeting. They told us what the community wanted, what they needed. I shared some of our experiences, and it was a listening meeting. And they said, what are you going to do for Sackville? What are you going to bring to this town? Why don't you consider bringing a nursing school here? And Pat Esterbrooks said that to me. I remember it directly. And at the time, I thought, boy, that's a stretch. And then I had a chance to speak to Beale University in the U.S., and they talked about a school. They were aware of our sensitivities in Sackville, our needs in Sackville, and they suggested, what about Sackville? And from there, it was a done mission.
Former Sackville Mayor Pat Esterbrooks was there on Monday and says the idea to bring nursing studies into the hospital was originally inspired by the potential to work with Sackville's other university, Mount Allison.
Do you remember this conversation with Dr. John Dornan?
I certainly do. He drove to Sackville one evening to meet with us to talk about health care and what we could do to make it better, to get more staff, to get nurses and doctors. And he was so great at sitting down and said, look, I'm ready. What can we do and how can we do it? And so, yes, I'm glad to hear that he realized that that's how this all got started. And I thank him very much for that meeting with us.
So where did this idea come from, do you think, to incorporate a classroom into the hospital here?
Well, I just not sure we suggested incorporating that, but we suggested that we had a university where we could have that kind of course that would happen in here, and that it would bring the nurses closer to our hospital, also to the Moncton Hospital, and so he thought it was a good idea. And I think the mayor of the day, Sean Michaud, took that up and went to work on it, and he and the council of the day, I believe, put a lot of effort into doing that. So I won't take all, or we won't take all the credit for that, because it was Sean and the council that decided that that was an excellent idea. That section of our hospital has not been used for ages as far as patients, but for office space, and so it's a wonderful use of it, and I think it's just an excellent idea, and we're so happy to have them here.
Another former Sackville mayor, Sean Michaud, was also on hand and recalled working on the Beale proposal.
I think it all stemmed from the fact that we were concerned about losing our facility or losing the hospital, and rural health care being so important. And how do we maintain and sustain this type of facility in our community? And that became part of it, became part of the conversation. And as more information came forward and council became more aware of what was going to happen, what was taking place, there was definitely a supportive council saying, listen, this is going to be good for our community.
Now, we're already a university town. Yes. So is that part of what you think like went behind this idea that this hospital could incorporate this?
I think it has a big part of it, right? Education is a big part of our community, and there was a need to provide additional education opportunities. And I think that works with it. I mean, having this type of community with Mount Allison and now Beale, it says a lot. And I think it sends the right message to the province, to the Maritimes, to Canada that, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with here. So
that's former Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud at the launch of Beale University Canada in the Sackville Memorial Hospital on Monday. The 10,000 square foot wing now used by Beale is located in the former Queen's unit of the hospital, and the move did displace some Horizon Health services. Some services such as diabetic education and respiratory therapy services were moved out of the hospital and into leased spaces across the parking lot in the Tanchamar Community Health Center. Other services were relocated within the hospital itself, which called for some renovations. And Horizon also expanded the hospital parking lot in 2023 to add 88 spaces, in part to accommodate the arrival of the new nursing program. CHMA has reached out to Horizon for information on the capital investments that were required to make room for Beale, and we're waiting to hear back. At Monday's event, Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson said the physical changes did not impact patients.
I would say it has not affected Horizon's operations day-to-day at all. Previously, this particular part of the hospital really contained administrative offices primarily. Over the years, the number of inpatient beds at this facility had decreased, so we certainly were not impacting patients to allow this space to be available. So we feel it's a win-win.
Beale Canada has 15 to 20 staff working at its Sackville campus, and about 100 students in the program taking online courses and clinical studies. Overseeing them all is Beale University Canada Dean Jesse Johnson. CHMA asked Johnson how the new space in Sackville has been working out.
It's going great. Really, really good. I mean, the space is very amenable to everything we need. We have our labs, we have our mannequins, and, you know, the classrooms. It's really going really good. Students are very happy.
Does the program interact with the hospital staff here at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our students do clinical placements in both in Horizon Health and Shanex. They do clinical placements with MetaV, and eventually they'll be doing clinical placements with Vitality. So, yeah, and then the other thing is that when they want some downtime in between class and lab, they'll go in the atrium and they'll relax in there. And so the perfect, I think the great thing with that is that clients are going to be more apt to start coming in and you know, when they see more people, more students in there, and they can interact together that way, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you have to make the move here to this region to this on?
I'm originally from Nova Scotia, so not far from New Brunswick, and I had been living over in the Middle East in Qatar. And so, and then this position came up, and I thought, what a wonderful opportunity to go full circle from being a registered nurse to now being a dean, and the first Black dean, actually, in the Maritimes, and coming back to the Maritimes. So, yeah.
So what a difference coming from Qatar to Sackville, New Brunswick.
Well, let's just say there's no snow there. And there's no snow. The weather's great there, and, you know, it's good. But Sackville is, it's home. It just feels like home, being around the Maritimers again, and I think everybody's been very, very welcoming. That's one thing that I do notice since I've been here, is how welcoming people are.
That's Beale University Canada Dean, Dr. Jesse Johnson. CHMA spoke to some nursing students who started online with Beale in the summer of 2023 and are due to graduate in December of this year. Student Kiara Wood said moving to in-person learning after spending 12 months online was welcome.
Yeah, there was definitely a huge difference. I feel like it made it more real. I think it made it a little bit easier to learn with the hands-on aspects of like nursing and being able to do our labs and clinicals. I learned and really developed my skills a lot more than I could just doing my beginning online courses.
Kiara Wood's cohort moved to classroom and clinical training in the summer and spent several months in temporary facilities in Moncton while renovations continued at the Sackville Hospital. The renovations took nearly a year more than expected due to challenges with contractors and with converting the space from its former hospital uses. Student Tia Richard says the new location is an improvement on Beale's temporary digs in Moncton.
We were grateful that they were able to find us a solution, though, in the meantime while this was being prepared and in order to not back up our graduation date. So we appreciated that they did that. But coming here was kind of like, okay, this is kind of where we wanted to be, our state-of-the-art facilities and our classrooms and a place to kind of settle a bit better versus being in a place that wasn't meant for us.
Some students came to New Brunswick to study and will return to their home provinces, but others, like Richard, have plans to stay local.
I plan to work in New Brunswick. I'd love to do a couple shifts here in Sackville, but also the Moncton Hospital to get a little bit more of the acute care and the more complex care. But definitely, I'm from here. My grandmother was a nurse here, and so I hope to do a little bit here still.
You feel a connection to this hospital then?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. We did our clinical rotation here as well, a small group of us, and it was great to work here. Yeah.
Ronak Vagasia also plans to stay in New Brunswick. He's a former international student and now permanent resident who aims to eventually train as a nurse practitioner. That should be well within his grasp since Vagasia worked for 2 years as an ER doctor in India. But after finding the pathway to practicing as a physician in Canada long and competitive, Vagasia decided to retrain, this time as a nurse.
I started this program, so I'm going good with it, and might be I'll reach my goal was like And at the end, it was to help people and like rural community and do something for them. So that way, once I'll be nurse practitioner, I can do that easily. So, yeah.
Bagasia says he plans to settle in New Brunswick and hopefully open a practice as a nurse practitioner. New Brunswick's relationship with Beale University dates back to before the pandemic, when the Higgs government reached out to partner with the Maine College. That resulted in a 2022 announcement of $600,000 in student grants for up to 100 New Brunswick students who could complete the U.S. nursing program and then come work in New Brunswick for at least a year. And then a year later came the announcement of plans to form Beale University Canada. Here's Cheryl DeWalt, president of Beale Education, which owns both the U.S. and Canadian schools.
Opportunity New Brunswick is actually the first one that contacted us and said, would you consider opening a campus in Canada? Because the opportunity of growing their own nurses in Canada to stay in Canada, as opposed to crossing the border and then getting jobs in the United States, doesn't solve the critical shortage here. So that happened in 2019. We started conversations, we did a feasibility study to figure, determine if this was even viable to open a campus here. And then the national, global, I should say, pandemic happened. So that suspended everything until the fall of 2021, when we began in earnest back into doing applications to become a degree-granting university, and then also the application to the New Brunswick Board of Nursing to have the program approved. And so that really from November of 2021 till our opening in January of 2024.
Health Minister John Dornan told reporters that the Beale program is part of a larger push to increase nursing student seats in the province, which he says have doubled in the past year. CHMA asked Dornan to break down the local benefits of hosting Beale University in Sackville.
Tremendous advantage. And I'll start with a couple. Employment. If you do the tour today, you'll see how many professors, administrators, office staff that are here in this town. It's a big influx of people, number one. Number two, Horizon gets to use a healthcare facility for an educational purpose. We use rooms for teaching on all our hospitals. This is a hospital that's doing that in Technicolor. And so that's an advantage. A third thing is most of our training sites are urban. This is now a full school that's in rural New Brunswick capitalizing on clinical rotations that are here as well as rural urban areas. There's no downside here.
That's Health Minister and former Horizon CEO John Dornan speaking at the official launch of Beale University Canada in the Sackville Memorial Hospital on Monday. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.